The Sports Report is brought to you by iHome, the number one brand in digital audio. From Lightning Dock alarm clocks to rechargeable Bluetooth boomboxes and quality affordable headphones, iHome has you covered. To learn more, head to iHomeAudio.com. Welcome to episode number 424 of the Sports Report. I'm Paul Roberts on GrizzlyProductions.tv. New shows every Monday on The Grizz. The show is also free in the podcast section of iTunes. And you can follow me on Twitter at TheSportsRPT. Always looking for new followers there. I'm at TheSportsRPT on Twitter. Happy Independence Day 2016. The 4th of July is here. This is not a tape show, not a best of show. Coming to you live on this July the 4th. And for good reason, the waiting ended today. Kevin Durant says goodbye OKC. Hello Golden State. That is our top story today, and I will also run down all of the big free agent deals that have been going on over the past few days in the NBA. We have a lot to talk about there. Do have one negative in regards to the Major League Baseball game at Fort Bragg Sunday night. Nothing to do with the Marlins or the Braves, but rather with one of the fans in attendance at that game. Michael Phelps may be 31, but he doesn't appear to be slowing down at all in the pool. He went 3 for 3 at the U.S. Olympic swimming trials, and Phelps is headed to the Olympics for a fifth time. That story on the way. An American pulled off one of the biggest upsets in Wimbledon history, and he's not done yet. Plus, Serena and Venus are still alive. So we'll talk a little tennis on the way. All that coming up right here on episode number 424 of the Sports Report podcast. Hope you're enjoying Independence Day with family and friends and having a good time. That's what it's all about. Let's start with hoops, of course. You know by now, Kevin Durant is going to sign with the Golden State Warriors, a team, by the way, that won, 73 games without him. Durant said, quote, "It's been by far the most challenging few weeks in my professional life." He made the announcement on the Players Tribune. It's going to be a 2-year, $54 million deal. Now, Mark Stein from ESPN reports that the deal includes a player option after the first year. Durant met with 6 teams over the past 3 days, Oklahoma City, Golden State, San Antonio, Boston, Miami, and the Clippers. And I broke this down last week on the show. I really thought and was hoping he would stay in Oklahoma City. But I think most people thought if he was going to leave, it would probably be Golden State. Just because of all the talent that they have there, the Splash Brothers, Draymond Green, Iguodala, on and on and on. You know, maybe South Beach, LeBron, Chris Bosh went down there. Pat Riley can be very influential. Dwayne Wade is down there. But I think people assumed if it's not OKC, it's Golden State. And it turns out it is Golden State. We all know how good Kevin Durant is, okay? I don't need to bore you with a lot of stats on Durant. He's 27 years old now. Spent all 9 of his seasons in the NBA with the Thunder organization. Won an MVP in 2014. He was a Rookie of the Year back when he came in with Seattle. First team All-NBA 5 times. That says a lot. 7 All-Star teams. He's been to the Western Conference Finals 4 times. He's been to the NBA Finals once, lost to the Heat in 5 games in 2012. So a lot of accomplishments, no rings. And I think that had a lot to do with this decision. He knows just how good the Warriors can be. Lost in the finals this year, but won it a couple years ago. And now you add a former MVP to the mix. I mean, look at what he did with the Thunder. and they won 55 games. It's not too shabby. They were third in the Western Conference, and that conference is loaded. Beat the Mavs in the opening round, then upset the Spurs. That was a 67-win team. You know how much I respect San Antonio. They beat the Spurs in six and then took the Warriors to seven. Came up short in the Western Conference Finals. This past season, 28 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists for Kevin Durant. In his 9 seasons in the league, the guy averages 27 points a game. He can flat out score. He's almost 7 feet tall, tremendous wingspan. He can shoot it. He can put it on the floor. Offensively, there's not a whole lot you can do to stop this guy. He is a pure scorer. He's one of the elite players in the game right now, a game changer, and that's why so many people were waiting to see what was going to happen. The frenzy this morning, and you know, maybe people are a little bit slow to get on Twitter or Facebook. Maybe had a few cold ones last night, enjoying some fireworks perhaps. But once it got to around 10, 11 o'clock, things really started to pick up about where is Durant going to go. A lot of rumors about Boston, and then some people thinking, ah, you know what, probably just stay in Oklahoma City. And then the bombshell drops that he ends up going to Golden State. And look at what happened at the Westgate out in Las Vegas today. Golden State became a 4-5 favorite to win the NBA championship. Oklahoma City was at 8-1. The Thunder dropped from 8-1 to 30-1. That's the type of impact we're talking about with one guy, Kevin Durant. And all of a sudden, acquiring Victor Oladipo doesn't sound as promising, does it, for the fans in Oklahoma City. Couple things. First, I am not going to bash Durant for his decision. I know a lot of people are doing that today. He earned the right to be a free agent. It was his choice. And I've always brought this up. Would you like it if people ripped you for changing jobs or moving or something like that, a career decision? No, obviously, you wouldn't. You'd probably say, don't tell me what to do. It's my life. I'll make the decision. Or can you believe so-and-so had the nerve, had the audacity to tell me what to do? How daring. But with professional athletes or actors, actresses, famous people, it always seems like we feel obligated to tell them what they should do, as if we know best. Durant's a free agent. Could have gone wherever he wanted. That's his right, his decision. I'm not one to tell others what to do with their lives. To each his own. I believe in that saying. Durant's going to Golden State. That's not harming me. It's not harming my family. It's not hurting my bank account one bit. It's his call. He'll have to live with it. Now, having said that, I am disappointed strictly from a basketball perspective. And I know nowadays it's NFL 24/7, but I still like my hoops. I prefer the college game, but I still watch a ton of NBA basketball. And I just think now the competitive balance is all out of whack. I mean, let's look at this roster here. You have two MVPs in Durant and Steph Curry. You have a second team All-NBA pick in Draymond Green, who's a triple-double machine, someone who can guard multiple positions. And you have one of the premier shooters in the league and a third-team All-NBA selection in Klay Thompson. Not to mention Andre Iguodala, who's one of the best defenders in the game. Terrific defender. Former member of the Olympic team. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, this is a wealth of riches now in Golden State. And I said last week on the show, if Durant goes to Golden State, just give him the trophy now. Start handing out the rings. And people don't want to hear that on July 4th, that I'm telling you the season's over on Independence Day. But Vegas obviously agrees. I mean, they're not even an even money anymore to win it all. They're 4-5 to win the championship. Huge favorite. And Vegas knows what it's doing. The lights stay on out there for a reason. I think the Spurs, Clippers, the Grizzlies, they'll still be very, very good, but I don't see them beating Golden State now. Like I said, this team won 73 games without Kevin Durant. And don't give me the old, there's only one basketball saying, please. Miami seemed to do okay when LeBron and Bosh went down to South Beach to play with D-Wade, right? They won two NBA championships, and they also got to the NBA Finals on two other occasions. So they were in the Finals 4 years, won two championships. I'd say they did okay. For those of you wondering about, can they share the basketball? You know, how's the chemistry going to be? Chemistry is a junior high science class. You take chemistry, I want talent at the pro level. Now, is it a factor? Yes. But overall, at that level, it's about talent. And you give me Curry, Durant, Thompson, Green, Iguodala. Come on now. You have to be John Wooden to figure this one out. So like I said, I'm not going to trash Durant because he made this decision. It's his right. He's a free agent. At the same time, I'm disappointed as a basketball fan because I like competition. And now I just, you know, I can't see another team. And no disrespect to the Cavs, they're the champs. But I can't see another team beating Golden State right now. Let me know what you think. On Twitter, I'm at TheSportsRPT. That's my handle on Twitter, TheSportsRPT. Your thoughts on Kevin Durant going from the Thunder to the Warriors. Much, much more on NBA free agency coming up. But first, I want to tell you about our great sponsor, and that is iHome. iHome's been with this show for a long time. We appreciate that. They have a new WeatherTough line of Bluetooth speakers. They are waterproof, rust-proof, and military standard shockproof. Okay. You will not find tougher Bluetooth speakers than what you're going to get from iHome. From Bluetooth and docking clock radios to portable wireless speakers, iHome combines great value and exceptional quality. iHome also offers a full line of headphones and earbuds for the fitness guru, the traveler, and hey, it's summertime, folks. Time to travel. Or if you just want to hang out at home and relax, you can get your headphones and earbuds at iHomeAudio.com. That's where you can find all of the apps, all of the accessories, and iHome's the number one brand in digital speakers. So you'll find the speakers there too, iHomeAudio.com. Sound quality cannot be beat, and their products look really, really cool too. Some sharp stuff. The website again is iHomeAudio.com. Back on episode 424, all this spending's going on, right? And some people are losing their mind. It's very simple to understand. You knew this was coming. The new television deals are worth about $2.5 billion. That's with a B. $2.5 billion a year. So the salary cap for the upcoming season is $94 million. The salary cap last season was $70 million. All right. Huge increase. And that's what's going on. So Durant gets 2 years, $54 million. And I'll run down some of these other mega deals. But it's the TV money. Now, these deals can't become official until July 7th. Just to keep that in mind. We all know what happened last year with a member of the LA Clippers and the people in Dallas thinking he was coming. Oops. Mike Conley's going to stay with Memphis 5 years, $153 million. I've always thought he's an underrated point guard, steady player, 15.6 assists, overshadowed in the Western Conference because you have all those good point guards. Never an all-star. Now he's getting a $153 million contract, but I don't think the Grizzlies had another option at the point. DeMar DeRozan remains in Toronto, 5 years, $139 million, turns 27 next month. This was another no-brainer to me. His stock is going up. 23 points a game last season. That backcourt of DeRozan and Kyle Lowry, those two make the Raptors go. They won 56 games. Andre Drummond got a max deal with Detroit, 5 years, $130 million. All-NBA third team pick, only turns 23 next month. This guy is a force at 6'11". led the league in rebounding, 15 rebounds a night. Plus, he gave him 16 points. Another easy call. Bradley Beal is not leaving Washington. I didn't think he would. 5 years, $130 million, just like Drummond. Always liked his game in college at Florida. He's 23, 17 points a game. He can shoot it at 6'5". Nicholas Batum stays in Charlotte. 5 years, $120 million. $24 million a season for Nicholas Batum. Wow. 6'8", small forward from France. I like his all-around game. I mean, he can shoot it. He gave him 15 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. He can pass it as well. And the Hornets lost a couple key players. Al Jefferson, big guy, goes to Indiana, 3 years, $30 million. Like some of the moves by the Pacers, they're traded for Jeff Teague. Also got Thaddeus Young, and now Al Jefferson. You still have Paul George there. The Hornets also lost Jeremy Lin. Linsanity going back to New York, this time Brooklyn, 3 years, $36 million. Al Horford had spent his entire 9-year career in Atlanta. He's gone. Made headlines by leaving for Boston. 4 years, $113 million. Celtics fans were going crazy about this deal. And they won 48 games, and they won the great stories last year in the NBA. So now you get Horford, 15.7 rebounds, a four-time All-Star. He's 30 years old. A nice get for Boston. Hassan Whiteside remains in Miami. 4 years, $98 million. Made his announcement on Snapchat. My, how times have changed. Played in China, played elsewhere overseas, played in the D League, and just had a breakout season this past year. 14 points, 12 boards, nearly 4 blocks. A 7-footer with a huge wingspan. He led the NBA in blocks, 3.7. Former second-round pick out of Marshall. Just a great story. He's only played in 140 NBA games, but he's 27 years old. So you look at the age, you think, oh, he's not real young. But as far as game experience, only 140 games for Whiteside. Speaking of big men, Pau Gasol is a free agent. 6-time All-Star, spent the last 2 years with the Bulls. Spurs, Raptors, Trailblazers, T-Wolves, all interested. He turns 36 on Wednesday, birthday coming up. Averaged 16 points, 11 rebounds, 2 blocks, so still very productive for Chicago. It sounds like Pau Gasol is going to go to San Antonio. And then you look at that front line, Kawhi Leonard, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Pau Gasol. Wow. I mean, that is pretty impressive there in San Antonio. Harrison Barnes received an offer sheet from Dallas, 4 years, $95 million. Golden State can match that, but with KD there now, that is not going to happen, no way. Barnes is what he is, a shooter. You know, that's what he does. He's not real aggressive. Sometimes you don't notice him out there. He kind of fades a little bit. Had some terrible games in the playoffs. And also, Andrew Bogut, the center who was at Golden State, he will reportedly be traded to Dallas. So it sounds like Barnes and Bogut both going from Golden State to Dallas. Chandler Parsons is headed to Memphis, 4 years, about $95 million. I always thought he was one of those guys that the trendy McTrendersons throw out there. You know, the young kids with the skinny jeans and the beards. Love their Chandler Parsons. I mean, he's okay. I think he's overrated. You know, he's 6'9". He can shoot it. Not a great overall player. Evan Fournier stays with Orlando. 5 years, $85 million. He's a 23-year-old from France. Can score. That's about it. Shot 40% from three. Ryan Anderson going to Houston from New Orleans. 4 years, $80 million. Ryan Anderson is a $20 million a year player. Oh, man. It's a good life if you can get it. And I don't blame him. Listen, some people go nuts about these salaries. If somebody offered you $20 million a year, what would you say? No? No, no, thanks. I'll pass. I'll stick to $20 an hour. So I'm not going to get on him. Hey, you're worth what somebody's willing to pay you. So Ryan Anderson, 4 years, $80 million. He's a stretch forward, 6'10". not a great three-point shooter, averaged 17 a game last season. Evan Turner leaves Boston for Portland, 4 years, $70, $75 million. I remember the Sixers took him number two overall back in 2010, and I said at the time, I thought he'd be a decent player, not a superstar, and I think I nailed that one. Saw him a lot at Ohio State. He's solid. He's not flashy. He only played 28 minutes a game for Boston, and now he's getting paid $17 million a year. Joakim Noah goes to the Knicks. Luol Deng off to the Lakers. They both got four-year deals worth $72 million, $18 million per. Knicks are trying to win now. They added D. Rose, who has 1 year left. Last week on the show, I mentioned I didn't have a problem with that at all. Noah is a tough, gritty, defensive player, rebounder, pretty good passer too. And the Knicks also brought in Courtney Lee. So you're looking at Carmelo with Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, and Courtney Lee. Dwight Howard left Houston for Atlanta, which is where he's from. 3 years, $70 million. He's going to be 31 in December. Still remember when he came out of high school. Now he's going to be 31. Eight-time All-Star, but I think he's on the way down. He's on the decline. His average went under 14 points a game last season. He's one of those players you just question the heart, the desire, the toughness. So you getting 100% night in and night out with Dwight Howard. Kent Bazemore and Bismack Biyombo each got $70 million over 4 years. Bazemore became a starter last season for the first time. They like him there in Atlanta. 11 points, 5 rebounds. Biyombo made a name for himself in the playoffs, so he leaves Toronto for Orlando. He's a physical presence, high-energy guy. He'll hit the boards for you, runs the floor pretty well, still a little bit raw offensively. 7-1, Timofey Mozgov is going to the Lakers. 4 years, $64 million. So Mozgov gets $16 million a year. His minutes went way down with Cleveland this past season, from 25 minutes to 17 a game. Was really a non-factor for the Cavs. And I don't think this move is going to excite Lakers fans a whole lot. I mean, he's a big body. That's what he is. Marvin Williams stays in Charlotte, 4 years, $54 million. He's 30 years old, former number two overall pick out of North Carolina. Shot 40% from three this year. I think he fits in well there in Charlotte. Other guys in the $50 million ballpark, Eric Gordon to Houston, 4 years, $53 million. Gordon's a nice player if he can stay healthy. That's been an issue for him. Jordan Clarkson stays in L.A., 4 years, $50 million. Courtney Lee, as I mentioned, going to the Knicks, 4 years, $48 million. Solomon Hill, also 4 years, $48 million from New Orleans. He left the Pacers, goes to New Orleans. Six-man extraordinaire, Jamal Crawford returns to L.A., 3 years, $42 million from the Clippers. Austin Rivers, also staying in L.A., 3 years, $35 million there. Some veteran players, Rajon Rondo, the point guard, is going to Chicago, so he'll take over for Derrick Rose. 2 years, $28 million for Rondo. Matt Barnes leaves Memphis for Sacramento, where he played 11 years ago. He's been in the league a long time now. Aaron Aflalo is going to join Barnes in Sacramento. He got 2 years, $25 million. Jared Dudley goes back to Phoenix, 3 years, $30 million. Point guard Darren Williams stays in Dallas, just a one-year deal for $10 million. And Joe Johnson reached a two-year agreement with Utah for $22 million. Speaking of Utah, and I don't know what this says about my social life on July 4th, but the Sixers are playing in the Salt Lake City Summer League, and they're playing tonight, and I will be watching Ben Simmons, the number one overall pick. I know it's Summer League, and it's July 4th, but hey, I'm a basketball junkie. So I want to get your thoughts on all of these free agent moves. What do you think about what your favorite team did this free agency period? Let me know on Twitter at the Sports RPT, the Sports RPT. And is anybody I mean, anybody going to be able to beat Golden State now that they have Kevin Durant? Let me know on Twitter at TheSportsRPT. Moving right along here on episode 424 of The Sports Report. You know, I thought it was great when Major League Baseball did putting the game at Fort Bragg Sunday night. Only negative, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because I don't want to, you know, keep mentioning this guy because he's just a loser. But Zach Hample made an appearance at the game, which was meant for military personnel only. If you don't know who Zach Hample is, you're probably better off. But he's written 3 books. He says he's collected more than 9,000 baseballs from Major League stadiums. He just goes around different ballparks and, you know, he has his knack of getting baseballs. Whatever. Many of the people at the base at Fort Bragg, including the 82nd Airborne Division, were not happy that he was at the game. The Marlins played the Braves. Miami won it 5-2. First regular season major pro sports game ever played on a military base. It's really cool. They had a fly over there. Neat stuff. Tickets were awarded through a lottery system only to active members of the military with the U.S. Department of Defense. And even the guy known as Marlins Man, he chimed in on Twitter saying, "Game closed to non-Department of Defense employees and their family. Give any balls you have to kids and leave now," with "now" in caps. Social media weighed in too. The hashtag "things better than Hample" trended on Sunday night. Hample did respond on Twitter saying that he got 11 baseballs. He gave 10 of them away. And he said he's writing a check for $1,100 to amvets.org. Then he finished by saying, "Please, everyone, calm down." I mean, the guy should not have been there. It was for the military. End of story. You know, so for him to tell people to calm down, I just think he's a tool. So that was one negative there. But overall, very, very positive night. Sunday night baseball, little exposure there, national TV. Good stuff there at Fort Bragg. And tip of the cap to all of the men and women who serve in the armed forces, all of the different branches. Certainly appreciate them. And we think about it more now on Independence Day. Let's head to the pool a little bit here. NBC decided to put the U.S. Olympic swimming trials on in prime time. Do you watch any of this? I did. Now, I have a background as a swimmer. I swam all through junior high and high school and all that. So I did catch it a little bit now and then. Michael Phelps did not disappoint us. He won all 3 individual events he competed in. 100 butterfly, 200 fly, 200 IM. And he's winning at the age of 31. Now, some of you are saying, "Paul, 31, that's not old." But for a swimmer, come on now. He became the first U.S. male swimmer to qualify for 5 Olympics. I mean, that still boggles my mind. 5 Olympics. I don't care if you can't stand swimming, if you didn't watch a second of it. That is an incredible feat to train for that amount of your life in a sport as grueling as swimming. I mean, you're not finding many fat swimmers, right? You know, it's not like some of these golfers you see out there, like a walrus, Craig Stadler, or John Daly. Some of these guys probably couldn't swim 1 lap. I mean, to be one of the best in the world for that long, it's remarkable. The guy's already won 22 medals, 18 golds. 18 golds. I should mention, only the top 2 in qualifying go to Rio. That's it. You finish 3rd. Sorry. So very tough even to qualify. You got to be top 2 in the country just to qualify. Out of the pool, it seems like things have turned around for Phelps. He's engaged. He has a baby boy named Boomer who was getting a lot of camera time on NBC. He gave up alcohol. And I'm talking about Michael, not Boomer. Boomer would be a little bit young for that. Apparently, he reconnected with his father. So, good for him. Lots of positives right now for Michael Phelps. And when the Olympics start, I mean, he's definitely a big name. I think he's one of the people that sports fans here in the U.S., and even if you're not a sports fan, you know the name Michael Phelps. People will be tuned in to see what he's going to do. Won all three of his individual events, the 100 butterfly, 200 fly, 200 IM, and I'm sure he'll be on some relays as well. We wrap up episode 424 of the Sports Report with a great underdog story. Now, before a few days ago, how many of you, raise your hands, how many of you knew the name Sam Querrey? Yeah, I didn't think so. Sam's ranked number 41 in the world. He had never got past the fourth round of a major. He was facing Novak Djokovic. Perhaps you've heard of him. Owner of 12 Grand Slam titles, including four in a row. He had won 30 consecutive Grand Slam matches, third longest streak in tennis history. But the beauty of sports is there's no script. And Querrey managed to upset the Joker in four sets in their third round matchup at Wimbledon. An absolute shocker. Nobody, and I mean nobody, saw this coming. Querrey had never beat a number one ranked player. He was 0 for 8. And there was some controversy. Djokovic was up 5-4 in the fourth set, and he was serving. So I think a lot of people thought, hey, this is going to go five sets here. But two calls in that pivotal game when Djokovic was up 5-4 went against him. Replays showed that the shots he hit were on the line. They were good. They should have been called in. They were called out. And Djokovic was out of challenges. He couldn't challenge. He would have won both of them. Querrey ends up winning that game to make it 5-5 instead of 6-4 sets over. And we're going to a fifth set. Instead, they went to a tiebreaker and Querrey won. Unbelievable. And get this. He wasn't done there. Today, Querrey beat Nicholas Mahut in straight sets. That is a hoot. 6-4, 7-6, 6-4. So the 28-year-old from California is on to the quarterfinals at a Grand Slam for the first time in his career. He is the first American to reach the quarters at any slam in nearly 5 years. You know, that shows how we're struggling. Oh, what a story. Guy's smiling all the time. They're calling him Smiling Sam. And he's still alive. American Steve Johnson's run is over. He lost in straight sets to number three seed Roger Federer. And that match only took about 90 minutes. 6-2, 6-3, 7-5. On the women's side, four players advanced to the fourth round from the U.S. Only two are still going strong. And they are both named Williams. Surprise, surprise. Serena's the one seed. Older sister Venus is the eighth seed. They won in straight sets today. Madison Keys, seeded ninth, lost in three sets. Coco Vandeweghe lost in straight sets. So the Williams sisters and Sam Querrey, the last three Americans hanging around at Wimbledon. And I'm rooting for Querrey. Nothing like a good old-fashioned upset. That underdog story, just like Rocky. And we saw some Cinderella teams advance in the Euro Soccer Championships. Have you been watching this? I'm not a big soccer guy, but I've been tuned in. Wales is still in the mix. Wales is in the final four. Wales will play Portugal in the semifinals on Wednesday. I was pulling for little old Iceland, but they lost to France 5-2. It was 4-0 France at halftime. I'm seeing goals left and right. Thinking, what sport is this? Four goals and a half? How about Iceland beating England? That was bonkers. And then Wales beat Belgium 3-1. I mean, it was one upset after another. And you go all the way back to Leicester City and that great underdog story. How nuts would it be if Wales wins the European Championship? The other semifinal is Germany versus France on Thursday. France, the host country. Germany, of course, one of the big boys there. A big penalty kick win for the Germans. So they play France on Thursday. Wales takes on Portugal on Wednesday. Those are your semis. Again, not a huge soccer fan. Played it as a little kid. But when you get to these major tournaments, I do watch. And, you know, the time they're on fits me well. The afternoons, You know, there's not a whole lot. What are you going to do? Watch reruns of Judge Judy or something like that? So, you know, I'll flip it on. And I'm curious to see what happens. I'm pushing for Wales. I want to see more upsets. And I was hoping Iceland would still keep it going, but we still have Wales in there. So that's who I'm pulling for. No offense to any of our German listeners or our listeners from France and Portugal. And I'm sure we are very big in those nations. Let me know what you think about the show, as always, on Twitter at TheSportsRPT, TheSportsRPT. Keep the five-star reviews coming if you listen in the podcast section of iTunes. Real simple, just type in The Sports Report, my name, Paul Roberts, and you'll find the show there in the podcast section of iTunes. I'll be back next Monday. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Independence Day. This has been episode number 424 of The Sports Report. I'm Paul Roberts on GrizzlyProductions.tv.